23 days away from Christmas. That means we're about 22 days away from Kellen's mom sending us lemon tarts and butter tarts to the station.
21, actually.
21? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That is a tradition that Kellen's mom has done for many, many years. They are the best butter tarts and lemon tarts. And if you've been watching what you're eating, if you've been working out, if you've been doing that daily exercise, or maybe you haven't been and are worried about, oh gosh, what does it mean because of the holidays? I might put on a little bit of weight. Well, you know what? We're going to help you out in this next segment, okay? It is Get Moving with Shara Vigeant from SVPT Fitness and Athletics. Shara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
All right. So can you tell me, because I know, and some people, we've talked about this. The two of us go way back, about 20 years now, about 18 years now. We were both involved with the bodybuilding at fitness competition world. Both of us probably not having the best relationship with food. How in your world, I mean, and you've gone on to be a trainer and to be incredibly successful training MMA fighters, you name it. How has your relationship with food changed over the years? So heading into Christmas time, you're like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm going to eat all the butter tarts I want and not beat myself up over it.
Well, listen, like that's exactly the problem, is that we beat ourselves up over the food that we eat, and you know, the shame and guilt that we put on ourselves for the food that we eat does more damage than the actual food. And my own relationship with food over the years, obviously, having suffered an eating disorder, I'm in a good place. I'm in recovery, and you know, we have relationships with humans, not with food. but it's really easy to say that when we're bombarded, you know, in media and social media about, you know, using food as comfort and all the things. And that's okay. And that's okay. We shouldn't have such a negative relationship, but with food, because it's not bad. There's just a lot of labels out there that make us want to feel the shame and guilt for indulging in the holiday season when it's supposed to be the holiday season and we're supposed to enjoy it.
Yeah, important messaging, and I'm sure you're sharing that with your clients right now. So if you've been working out and we know it can kind of go to the wayside a little bit, you know, you get friends, family, all that sort of Christmas parties. When it comes to actually, you know, keeping moving, I mean, do you have to, if you're doing 5 days a week, what will help you maintain? What does that status quo look like?
So I always say December is the season for maintenance. It's not about setting any new lofty goals, because we know that December comes with all the obligations and all the things and the season that is full of busyness. So let's be real. Be realistic about what you're going to accomplish in December. And that's, if you're working out 5 days a week and your schedule only allows for three, hey, three is better than nothing. Uh-huh. If you only can get in one, something is better than nothing. And just concede to the fact that you will miss some workouts, you will miss moving your body for other obligations. And it's okay, because it's all that's important is that you continue to go, that you don't stop, that you try to fit it in. I say always try to fit it in when you can, because it's not just about maintaining, but it's also great for holiday stress, because like everyone seems to be stressed out on the holidays. Go move your body and allow that stress to go away, and use movement during December as a form of stress relief and keeping your status quo and maintaining and not setting any lofty goals. It could be just about maintenance.
Sharon, I think it's important to remember too. So in case you don't go to the gym, you don't go to your trainer, you might not go downstairs and get on the elliptical machine or whatever it is, but you might be doing other things. You might be skating with the family. You might be snowshoeing. You might say, hey, you know what? Let's go cross country skiing. That all counts.
Yeah. opt for things that normally, because the December is about a season of gathering. We're all going to get together. So let's opt to do something fun. And like you said, the skating, the skiing, let's do something outside, you know, when it's not 40 below, or opt for something indoors. Cause like December tends to be everybody gathering around. So opt for some games that involve movement. Opt for meeting somewhere for some, like we said in the last show, pickleball, or opt for something that you can all get together and do something you can enjoy that involves moving, because we will all have a good time, laugh, and at the same time, you'll be moving your body for your mental health.
And I like what you've said about don't use exercise as a punishment for enjoying the holidays, because that can create that unhealthy relationship with food and exercise. And you've always said that exercise isn't a punishment.
Absolutely. Exercise is not a punishment. It is a privilege. You should be grateful to be able to move your body every day. And when you start to use that exercise as a punishment for food you ate, it becomes an extremely unhealthy relationship with exercise. You'll learn to resent it. You'll learn to hate it because you've conditioned yourself to think that it's a punishment for something you ate. Exercise is a privilege, and you should be proud that you can move your body. I hate to see people using it as a punishment, because I myself have been down that road years and years ago, and it's now as a trainer, I just am grateful that I get to move my body every day. And I was so depressed because I would look at exercise and start to resent it, because I always thought it was something I had to do to fix the food I ate. And that is not what we want, because food can be enjoyed and you can move your body, but just understand that, you know, the science says, even if you were to try to exercise off what you ate, it won't work. You can't out-train nutrition. Like, that's just the bad nutrition. So don't try to punish yourself, because you're just going to spin wheels anyways.
And I think some of the other things, too, you know, oftentimes the alcohol intake can go up, you know, the sweets, all of that, it can go up, will go up in most cases. You know, making sure that we're still trying to get, you know, water in and that sort of thing. You know, try to maintain a bit of the status quo.
Exactly. Just try maintenance. Just be like, okay, if I have all these obligations this week, and you know, I did a True Tuesday about this, about setting micro goals. So look at your schedule for the week and say, I have all these obligations this week, but I can get in three times this week, and that for a workout, and that's what I'm going to do. And every day I'm going to drink my water, and I'm going to try to get a vegetable in there. And if there's butter tarts, there's going to be butter tarts, but I eat my vegetables, so we're good. But it's also not an inverse relationship where it's just like, well, I had a vegetable, therefore I can eat a butter tart. That's not how it works either. But listen, like, it's the holiday season, and I wish people would get so less anxious about it, because it's a time to enjoy each other and the season and the celebrating and everything that goes with it. It's only a small amount of time in the bigger picture of the year. So I don't like all the guilt that's attached to the Christmas indulgence, so to speak. It's not a whole year. It's one time of the year. If you are continuing on with your fitness journey, and if you're active all year, this is a small, very small part of the year.
You know, Shara, before, you know, we're going to talk probably again next month, and next month is usually, you know, January is the month where we all, okay, well, we're going to get back on in the saddle, or maybe we're going to finally get in the saddle for the first time and get moving. What should people start wrapping their heads around maybe now, start thinking about that new year, or do you just let that go until the new year?
I like people to, I'm always a start now type of a person. Why wait till January? Like, what is, like, unless you are super busy this month, but why not start now? Why not start making small changes now? Because everybody thinks that your entire life is going to change in January. Boom. Life's different. All of a sudden I can train 5 days a week. No, no, that's not going to happen. Everybody wants to set these lofty goals in January and then wonder why they fail. Well, because your life is pretty much the same as it was 6 months ago. It's just January. You know what I mean? So it's just like, start now, start making small changes now, drink more water now, go for a walk now, start eating more vegetables now, move your body more now. It doesn't have to be huge changes. If 20 minutes is all you can commit, it's 20 minutes more than you were doing before.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that, you know, recently over the past number of months. I was, you know, I've got to do, you know, I had my number, right? And over the past couple of weeks, I'm like, okay, you know what? I don't need to do that number every single day. If I just do half of that number, I'm going to be good with it. And changing that mindset a little bit more and saying, you know, that's okay. I'm okay with that. On the day that I can get that full number in, fine, that's good. But on the days where I'm maybe tired, I don't have enough time, just allowing that to happen and being okay with that, that is really something else. And when you get to that point, it's like, ah, okay, I got this.
Yeah. And you know what it is a lot of people suffer from the all or nothing mentality, that if they can't do it all, they will do nothing. But we need to get away from that mindset that something is better than nothing. Like I said, 20 minutes is still more, 20 minutes more than nothing. Yeah. And it all counts. Especially in a society right now that is very sedentary and we do a lot of sitting and desks and everything else, it's 20 minutes is still a great start and it's still something and better than nothing. And it will still make you feel better. Oftentimes we put this all or nothing mentality where if I can't work out for an hour, then I'm not going to do it at all. Right? But it doesn't work that way because ultimately, if you even move your body for 20 minutes, you will still feel the mental and physical effects of that workout. It's still going to make you feel better. And guess what? After you move your body and you feel better mentally, you tend to make better choices. You want to drink the water. You want to eat the better food. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where if you feel better, you mentally think differently.
I think it's cumulative. Yeah, it all adds up, my friend. All right, sure. We'll leave it there. I do want to talk at one point about fitness myths, because I know this is something that you've been railing against for a very, very long time, trying to bust them down. And it's a really important conversation. So we'll talk in the new year. Have a great Christmas. Enjoy the holidays. And we'll tackle some of those big ones as we get moving again in January. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. Shara Vigeant is the owner of SVPT Fitness and Athletics. You can find out more at svptfitness.com.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.